Shalom and blessed be the name of the Lord. This is yet another time that we want to continue to investigate the scriptures. The reading of the word and the study of the word brings light, life, and power in our lives. It's so beautiful to let the scripture interpret themselves. The moment we focus to read the Bible verse by verse, portion by portion, you'll be amazed how much God has been able to put in you, how much you've been able to invest in knowing God. It's not a waste of time to study the Bible and to read it and to take time and reflect. We continue in Esther chapter 2, and we want to look at verses 12 all the way to 23. And in this portion, we want to focus on the details, how Esther, you know, that concerns the selection of Esther, this orphan, and how she finally became a queen. She replaced Vashti, winning favor with the king Ahasuerus after she had gone through an year of beautification. Then the king prepared a banquet to honor Queen Esther. And as we said, Queen Esther continued to keep a secret of her nationality as her mentor told her about this. And thereafter, we are going to see the loyalty of Mordecai with the position she was given. At least we want to learn three things in this portion. Portion number one, we want to acknowledge that God's grace has positioned us to be where we are. We want to understand and to humble ourselves because of what God has done for us. You know, the last sessions, we were looking at how we were selected, how we were shortlisted, and how we went through what we call like the interview of a kind. But here, we are looking at Esther, where now she enters into her position as a queen. That's number one. But we also want to challenge ourselves that we allow ourselves to grow gradually, that you do not expose everything that concerns you, your identity at once. You do it slowly by slowly, little by little. You see, some of us are persuaded to let everybody know who they are. In fact, it's unfair to speak louder than your words, than your action. Somebody says that action speaks louder than words. Let our actions, let the work we do define us. Let's not tell people who we are and how much we can do and the positions that we hold. Let's, especially in this time of social media, where we can be able to let people know us, it would be good for us to keep ourselves discreet, secretive at times. You know, sometimes we are so hungry about letting people know us at once. We hold some meetings and we want to let anybody know and everybody know who we are and what we are doing. Let me tell you, sometimes we actually expose our people and our family, which is not really very ethical. And the best thing is to learn from Esther. Look, Esther kept some of her elements, some of her identities. She kept it secretly. And she wanted that to come at the appropriate time. Then we also want to see how we can be loyal to the positions that God has given us. We want to see how Mordecai became loyal. But let's start with maybe chapter 2 and verses 16 and 17. The Bible says, Esther was taken to King Xerxes at the royal palace in early winter of the seventh year of his reign. Do you remember Vashti was deposed, I think at the third year of King Xerxes. And Esther is becoming queen at the seventh year. That tells you, between the time queen, the first queen was removed and the second queen is put in place, that position had remained vacant for at least 4 years, or 4 years. You know, my brother, my sister, it's good for you to know that God is able to create a position for you and for me. You know, God can just make a particular institution to come up and create a position that you alone can fill and nobody else. Let's get to know that while we walk with God, God is able to place us where we can be able to advance his kingdom. But let's also acknowledge this, that where we are, we are here for a more role. We are not just here as a queen. We are here to advance the kingdom of our father. Esther, though she could have forgotten, thank God for Mordecai, who kept reminding her that you are here for more than what meets the eye. In fact, you discover that Esther, when she entered, she forgot. She got too safe. She got too comfortable. She forgot the purposes of God. It's good for us to understand that God will create a position for you. God can even remove somebody from their position so that you can get there. God can create a position in the marketplace for you so that you can be able to sell. God can make everything and anything, create those, and he works behind the scene for us. And so that's what he did for Esther. Look at verse 17. So 3 years, God is there preparing Esther. And the king loved Esther more than any of other young women. He was so delighted with her that he set the royal crown on her head and declared her queen instead of Vashti. Why did God choose you? Why did God give you that position? Please, let's acknowledge it is God's position. It is for his glory. It is not even for our comfort. Yes, it will bring comfort and safety for us, but over and above, it's for God's glory. It is for the good of the people of God. Then, to celebrate the occasion, the king gave great banquet in Esther's honor for all his nobles and officials, declaring a public holiday for the provinces and giving generous gift to everyone. Even after the young woman had been transferred to the second harem and Mordecai had become a parental official, Esther continued to keep her family background and nationality a secret. She was still following Mordecai's direction, just as she did when she lived in his home. We talked about that. So this point we are laboring on is that let's celebrate that the position we have is for God's glory. But let's not tell people everything that concerns ourselves. Do not pour everything in the social media. Keep some things. Keep some surprises. Let us get to see and know and be surprised when we hear about you. Let people sometimes hear and ask, is that so and so? He looked all this. Unfortunately, many of us, when we get the position, that's the last time we are in the church. That's the last time we are in God's people. That's the last time we can give back to God's people. We get too busy. But number two, it's also good to realize that the greatest enemy of our growth is the previous position. Yes, God has entered you into this position. But you know what? That is just but the beginning. Let's not get too proud about this beginning to miss out the second level. The second level is even more glorious than the first one. God advances us from one glory to another. Let's not allow the previous success to hinder our next level, our next position. Our yesterday's position, our yesterday's success can become our today's hindrances. So let's grow up. Let's get to know. Let's not speak so much about it. Let's keep working. Let our actions in God, let people learn about God from us. Let's not tell them what we can do. Let's do it for that. And finally, let's also understand that after Esther entered in, she actually created a position for her mentor. This is the good thing. I tell you, once we are lifted up, please don't leave the people who helped you to be where you are. Look at this. The Bible tells us that Mordecai started working at the king's gate. Whatever that means is that he came so close to the gate of the king. So Mordecai, because of Esther, Esther did not leave him behind. Some of us, when we are blessed, we leave our fathers. We leave our spiritual mentors. We leave them behind. We don't want anything about them. How many have God's people mentored? How many people have you mentored and they leave you at the blink when you really needed them? You poured on them. You invested in them. But when they started driving, they got a new family. They got a new job. They left. And they could not even think that they could fit in those small houses where you brought them up. That was not Esther. Esther made sure that he brought Mordecai together with her. And though he could not enter into Paris per se, but he came all close to the gates. And that's where Mordecai will be working. But Mordecai at the gate, that means Mordecai became a worker in the palace somewhere, a small person in the palace. And that's why he also continued to mentor this lady again, because you still need your mentor. The mentor is not well, he's not finished up with you. But while Mordecai was here, he was able to disclose some of the evils that some gatemen wanted to do to the, you know, to the king. Two of the eunuchs, they wanted, you know, they were unhappy with the king, and they wanted to kill the king, and they planned to do that. But look at what Mordecai did. Mordecai was able to tell Esther about the plan, and when Esther had the plan, she told the king. And when the king investigated, they discovered it was true. And whatever was done, whatever Mordecai did, it was written. But guess what? The king did not do many things, but it was written. It was kept there. You know, sometimes we fail to get immediate recognition because of the things we do and we run away. I know some very many people who have left their position in the house of God, particularly, because they failed to be recognized quickly. somebody organized the building, and maybe the pastor never did well recognition, and this person left. But look, Mordecai is able to expose some evil done here, but the king did not recognize him, but something was written. Can I tell you the truth? Before Jesus comes back, anything we did for God, even though it was not recognized, in its own time, God shall recognize that. God will make some men and women. God will create a position for your recognition. So, have you never been recognized? You've been a very committed young man in the choir. You've been committed in the women ministry. You've been committed giver, and you have not received any recognition. You have actually mentored so many young people, and you have not received any recognition. Your recognition is coming. Hold it on. Be faithful. Be royal. Mordecai continued to be loyal, even to the king, even after, to an extent that he was able to, you know, to give those details that were against the king. And even if he was not recognized, he continued to be royal. Father God, we ask that you give us the ability to see how you give us the position we are in. Help us to recognize those positions. But also help us not to talk about them so much, lest we forget to work towards that. Let our work speak louder than words. Let's also acknowledge that yesterday's success can become today's barrier. But also help us, our Father, to be royal, loyal to those who picked us. And even if there's no much recognition, we want to know and want to believe in you that recognition will one day come in our lives. In Jesus' name.